OHP Uncut. My name's Cannon. We're so glad you're here for the podcast. So this is a great opportunity to show you a different side of the artist than we get to on Open House Party. Instead of cutting up the interview into quick bites and segments, you really get a feel for what the artist is feeling and going through. So make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe there as well. First up, one of my favorite artists, Selena Gomez, one of my favorite people to have on the show, always so open and honest and real, and someone who has gone through a lot personally over the past year and a half, 2 years. Issues with her relationships and her health, and it's a lot of emotions to unpack. She does that in the music and was kind enough to share the way she's feeling a little more in depth with us on Open House Party when we caught up with her right before the holidays.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hey.
How's it going today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm drinking a nitro cold brew from Starbucks right now with an extra shot in it. And because that's how I roll. And I basically feel like I'm about to vibrate off planet Earth. It's a lot of caffeine. What's your go-to order at Starbucks?
Probably a grande iced caramel macchiato with extra caramel.
So you got to get the extra caramel. The gooier, the better with that drink.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. So here we are. We're 4 years after the release of Revival, and we're in a new place and new music. I saw you on Instagram Live the other night. I was on, and you popped on, and there was a quote that I wrote down because I found it amazing and maybe symbolic of where you are right now and what where this music has come from. And the quote was, "There's so much strength in the worst moments of your life."
1,000%. Here's the thing. I've fought with depression and anxiety for years. So I know that when I go through something personally, I tend to stay in the moment for so long that I feel like I'm deteriorating. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the worst moments of my life turned out to be the hugest blessing. And that's not just crazy. That's actually real. And that feels amazing to be able to turn something into, you know, something that you walked through that was really painful, and to turn it into something great has been a big life lesson for me. And I'm grateful for that. That's genuinely what I feel. There's strength and vulnerability in sharing your story. And that's what I felt was necessary to do for myself right now, because that's what I feel.
When you say that it led you to something great, what are you referring to? How do you feel like you're better because of what you went through, and what gift do you feel like it gave you?
Oh my gosh, I feel free. I feel like the girl that I was before all the mess happened. And that's the best way that I could describe it. Because I remember being so proud of who I was, and then to have all of that completely stripped away and just thrown to the side. And it was weird because managers also were getting in the way, and I was very weirded out by that. It was a lot for me to walk through, and it was weird and I think uncomfortable in a lot of ways, and I feel liberated. I feel comfortable in who I am. I'm proud of who I am. I'm better for it, all of it, genuinely. And I'm grateful for that.
God, you're telling me all these things that you have, that you're experiencing, that are good, that sound like things we should all be experiencing all of the time. And it makes me go, God, these were taken away from you. That is so toxic when you think about it that way. These are things everybody should feel. And they were stripped away from
right.
In something that was toxic. It's incredible how long we hang around things that are toxic sometimes, isn't it?
Well, of course. I mean, people, we that's like kind of in our nature. We were able to build patterns, and we start as a young child going through life that way. I wouldn't take any of it back, though. I mean, not at all. I know that it was something that needed to happen, and just everything else. Also, medically, and things that I've been through with my health and just all of work and everything. It just, all of it is super important to me, but it needed to be what it was. And I can accept that and be happy with that.
Selena Gomez on OHP Uncut, and two new songs have dropped ahead of the album. And the first one I wanted to talk about is Lose You to Love Me, but I feel like maybe in a way we kind of have been talking about that song.
No, yeah. Well, the song is definitely, I can't believe that we're getting the reaction that it is right now. It's wild to me because it just, seemed so easy and so hard at the same time. When I wrote it, it was within an hour or two, we wrote the song. It was really quick. And I remember just being, you know, exactly where I was and just I started talking everything. I just started saying all these things out loud. And then it just happened to be the perfect lyric. And it just happened to translate so well. And
who were you writing with? Was it Julia Michaels you were writing with?
Yeah, Justin Tranter and Julia Michaels. And that's my writing gang from Good For You to now.
God. I gotta wonder. So when you go into, I don't know how the process works, or maybe it's different for everyone. If you go into to write a song with two people like that, how does it start? Do you literally have to just sit down and say, listen, guys, this is where I am. This is what happened. I mean, you've got to be totally honest with people when you sit down and go through the process of just writing the song. You've got to bare your all, don't you, in order to get the songwriting process done or even started?
Yes and no, because I we've been doing this for a while with the same team. So, you know, Julia and Justin had been there for, I mean, now it's almost 5 years.
Yeah, they've seen
so
it.
So they actually know. Yeah, they know everything. And I feel completely safe with them. And me and Julia are so similar that it freaks me out sometimes. And I love it. So I just feel comfortable and safe there. But yeah, in general, that's how it should be, you know, walking into a space and feeling okay with throwing it all out there. But they are those people for me, and I forever owe them, you know.
The other song, the more upbeat song, is Look At Her Now. Tell me about that one.
Look At Her Now is so fun. We wrote the one in the summer, and it basically, it's so cool for me to start with something that was stripped down and emotional, but then it shows where I kind of walked through, and now, you know, standing where I am. So this was fun. We weren't even going to release this song, but I wanted to do it. I wanted both to be at the same time, to just explain and close a chapter of my life and be proud of it.
So the holidays are coming up. As we wrap up here, what are your plans for Thanksgiving and Christmas? You going to go home to Dallas? You going to chill in New York? What are you going to be doing?
So for Thanksgiving, I'm going to be with my family in LA. So we're actually going to we have family coming from Michigan and Texas, and we're all going to be together and celebrate. I'm not sure what we're doing for Christmas yet, because I've been planning some stuff for the family, and we've been figuring out, you know, what would be a cool place. We could be in Texas, but I also love being with my family and trying new things. So, okay.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I hope you have a great experience with them, and thank you so much for being so open about your feelings and about your music, as you always are, and so humble, of course, and gracious with your time. We love you, and honestly, can't wait to do it again. It's incredible to talk to you every time.
I appreciate that, and thank you for being supportive of everything, and I'm grateful.